The Torah in our parasha tells us, as Avraham Avinu returns from Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "V'yelech l'ma'asov." And Rashi says two pshatim in "V'yelech l'ma'asov." One pshat Rashi says is "Hayoholech v'lon b'lachsanyo shalom ben b'lichos l'Mitzrayim," that in the same places that Avraham Avinu stayed as he was traveling to Mitzrayim, those were the same places where he resided as he was traveling home from Mitzrayim. Rashi says, "Limdecha teracheres." The Torah is teaching us that it is proper shana adam machsan shlo. A person should stay where he always stays. But then Rashi says a different pshat. Dava acha bechaziros aparak kfoisav. On the way home, he paid the money that he had borrowed on the way going to Mitzrayim. So, of course, there are two obvious questions. Was Avraham Avinu so very poor that he had to borrow? He didn't have enough money to make it to Mitzrayim? And if he was indeed so poor that he didn't have any resources with him, why would the people in these towns, who presumably did not know him, lend him money if they didn't even know him? So, Rabbi Yitzchak Volozhiner, in his Sefer Per Kodesh, explains that sometimes there's going to be somebody that's going to say a very profound statement. And when he will be asked to prove his statement, he'll say, "I don't currently actually have a proof to back up my statement, but when I will have that proof available, I'll come back and present it." He says, that was exactly the case of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, as we know, wherever he went, he publicized that there's a Hashem in the world, there's a God in the world who does everything in the world and controls everything from the smallest detail to the most important events. So that was Avraham Avinu's speech as he came to these various locations. And people asked him, "And where are you traveling?" He said, "I'm traveling towards Mitzrayim." And they asked him, "Why are you traveling towards Mitzrayim?" So he says, as the pasuk says, "V'hi ra'a baris," there's a hunger, and I need to go to Mitzrayim because where I come from, there is no food available. The situation is very serious. So the people asked him, "You just said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of everybody, and that those that believe in him can rely on him. And here you're saying that you believe in Hashem and you're so desperate for food that you need to travel to Mitzrayim." And Avraham Avinu didn't have an answer to that question. But Avraham Avinu said, "There'll be a time that I'll give you an answer to that question." And then Avraham Avinu was traveling back from Mitzrayim. And we all know that, as the Torah tells us in the parasha, that while Avraham Avinu was in Mitzrayim, there was a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. Everybody saw what Hashem did to the Bayis of Paroi, to the home of Paroi, Al Dvar Avram, on behalf of Avraham Avinu. And now Avraham Avinu, Parak HaFaisav, he was able to answer those questions. The questions that the people posed to him, why, what, when, Avraham Avinu owed them an answer. And now, as V'yelech L'masov, as he's traveling back home, he gave them these answers. But I saw that the Bava Rebbe in his Sefer Divrei Shloima actually expounds on this theme. What was Avraham Avinu's role in teaching the world that there's a Hashem in the world? He says, he quotes the Medrash at the beginning of our parasha. The parasha begins where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, "Lech lecha mi'artzecha." And the Medrash says, "Amar Rabbi Levi, shtei pam ksiv lech lecha." The Torah uses the words "lech lecha" twice. "V'ein ayiv deyem eze chaviva," and we don't know which is the greater stat, which is greater. Ima sheni, ima shni am rishoina. Is it the second time the Torah uses the words "lech lecha" by the Akedah, or where the Torah uses the word "lech lecha" at the beginning of our parasha? Says the Medrash. The Madik Sif, and the fact that the Torah says "V'lech lecha al eretz ha-meriyah, have a shniyah chaviva mirishayna." So there's so many questions on this medrash. How could one suggest, yes, it's hard for one to uproot himself from his home, but how could that be compared to someone who is asked to sacrifice his son? And what does the medrash mean when it says, because it says Eretz HaMoria, we know that the Nesoyin of Nekeda is a greater Nesoyin than the Nesoyin of Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. How do those words prove that point? The Pasuk also says at the beginning of our parasha, V'eschel goy godl v'yei brocha. It says, the Medrash, Karibay, the proper way to pronounce the word is not brocha, blessing, but brecha, like a mikvah. Ma brecha zu matar eris is a tameim. Just like when somebody immerses himself in the mikvah, they become tar. Af ato mekarv rechoikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, you're the one that brings people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umetarom laviyam shebishmaim, and you bring tahara to them. Again, what does that medrash mean to see? So as we've discussed in different occasions, we know that the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, the Rishonim already explained, that the Neshama, while it's in Shemayim, is so close to the Shechina Kadosha, it's not missing anything, it's basking in the radiance of the Shechina. And why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu take that Neshama that we declare every morning, Alakai Neshama Shenasatabi Tahirihi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instills in us a Neshama Tahira, and bring it down to this world which is full of challenges? And the answer is what's known as Nahamad Ksufa. The Neshama in Shemayim did not earn its right for having schar, for having reward, for being close to the Shechina. Because the Neshama comes down to this world and it has challenges and it has to overcome those challenges, that's when it earns the schar that we will get when the Neshama returns to Shemayim. And the Sefer Ma'arei Na'ayim says that's actually shot in the first words of this parsha. Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. And Rashi says, La Noschu L'Tayvoscha. The Ma'arei Na'ayim says that this is what is said to every Neshama. Every Neshama, as it leaves Shemayim, is told, Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha. Leave the Shemayim, leave the Shechina, but it's L'Tayvoscha U'L'Tayvoscha. It's for your benefit, because like that you will accumulate and accrue schar for all the wonderful things that you do in this world. And that's what Avraham Avinu and Sarah did in their lifetime in this world. The Pasuk says in Parshas Chayei Sarah, Hashem Elokei Shemayim Velokei Oretz. Omar Avraham Avinu said, Achshav Elokei Shemayim Velokei Oretz. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the God of the heavens and earth. But when I left my father Terach's home, in Shemayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the God, the world did not know who Hashem was. Avram Avinu Megayer HaNoshim, Sarah Megayeris HaNoshim. Avram Avinu was Megayer the men, Sarah was Megayer the woman, as the Pasuk says, and as Rashi says over there, Shechnisam Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. And as the Pasuk says, Avram HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pasuk in Parashas Vayera says, Ki Yedativ, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, I love Avram Avinu so much? Lamana Shiyitzaves Bonaves Beisei Achrov, because he spent his lifetime teaching his family and all those who he came in contact with, the Shamru Derech Hashem. Avraham Avinu spent his life bringing people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lech Lecha, the Pasht Pshat in Lech Lecha, is that you should leave Mi'artzcha U'Mi'Meladetcha. You should leave where you come from and go out to the world and teach the world that there's a Hashem in the world. Teach the world what Hashem means. Which, as we said, is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to this world, that we should be the place, the individuals who bring those closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bina Itam explains, if a person just wanted to learn Torah, if that's all we were brought to this world, then there's no reason for us to learn, for us to have come to this world. We could have stayed in our mother's womb. We have a Malach teaching us the entire Torah. We were brought to this world not just to learn Torah, not just to learn about Hashem, but to teach Torah and to teach the world that there's Hashem in the world. And that's what a brech is. A brech is a mikveh. To take the human beings that are in the world and put them into that mikveh and influence them to become kedoshim v'tahirim. Now we understand why the bracha is brecha. But we understand also the question of the Medrash. Where the Medrash asked, we don't know which Nisayin was greater. Was the Nisayin of Lech Lecha Mi'artzcha or the Nisayin of Akedah greater? And we asked, how could one have such a question? Certainly the Nisayin of the Akedah is greater. But not necessarily now. Because if our purpose of being in the world is to teach the world Torah, and when there's a chat, and when we're given that important task, there are all difficult situations that try to prevent us from doing it. So we're not sure which is the bigger Nisayin. Answers the Medrash, what is the proof that the Nisayin of the Akedah is a greater Nisayin? Because the Pasuk says, Al Eretz HaMariah. Because, explains the Bava Rebbe, that the Nisayin and Akedah had in it two elements. It had in it the element, as is obvious, where a father, Avram Avinu, who waited so many years for his beloved son Yitzchak, and now is asked to make an Akedah, now is asked to put him up for sacrifice to Hashem. But what was the result? What was the result of that Akedah? Ha Maria. The word Maria means hurrah, to teach. From Har Maria, from that act of Mesiras Nefesh of Avram Avinu, it became part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael for all future generations to be ready to be Moisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be ready to do whatever it needs to be done, Leman Shema Yisborach. So it turns out, explains the Medrash, that the Nisayin of the Nekedah had two elements. It had the same element as the Nisayin at the beginning of our parasha, of Lech Lecha, of going out, Parak HaFaisav, teaching the world Hashem, that there's a God in the world, and teaching the world that's what we are here for, that we're here to tell the world that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prove to the world there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But not just to prove to the world there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be ready to be Maisa Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, says the Bava Rebbe, Ki Lekach Notzarta. That is the purpose of every Jew being brought to the world. We're brought to the world to be mefarsim, to publicize Shmei Hashem, the name of Hashem, and to be mekadosh Shem Hashem at all times.